of Republicans, of Democrats, let me just tell you, you're putting your faith on something that will disappoint you. Could I remind you, heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word is established. There's only going to be a few things that you should put your full weight value on. Should we pray for America? Absolutely, yes. Should we pray for our politicians? Absolutely, yes. Should we love them? Should we support them? Yes, absolutely, yes. But let me just tell you, they do not have the authority or the power that our God does. When everything else is gone, he still stands. And if you're going to walk in anything, if you're going to walk in the authority of something, you better walk in the name of God. You better walk in the name of Jesus. David goes to meet Goliath, and when he goes to meet Goliath, he says, "You come at me with sword and spear, but I come at you in the name of the Lord." Listen, I'm not going to be defeated, not because I'm good with the sword, not because I'm good with stones. I'm coming at you in the name of the Lord. When you're facing a battle, when there's a cue that comes up and you're looking for a response, let your habit be, "I'm coming at this thing in the name of the Lord," because his name has all the value. His name has all the weight. His name also gives us access, and it gives us access to power. It gives us access to places that we would not have otherwise. Here's my last point, and Sean, if you'll come back. If you're going to put your weight somewhere, make it this your habit to reach the goal. If you're going to stand on something, trust his power. Believe in his power. Moses answered and he says, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, 'The Lord did not appear to you'?" You know, there's not everybody's going to believe you. Even when the Lord tells you to do something, not everybody's going to believe you. Even when the Lord tells you to step out and you're getting ready to take a step of faith and you're getting up in the danger zone, you're getting up towards the top of this thing, not everybody, some people are going to like, come down off of that thing. Not everybody's going to believe you. They're going to say, "The Lord did not appear to you." And then the Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" Moses replied, "A staff." And the Lord said, "Throw it down on the ground." And Moses threw it down on the ground. And you know this story. And it became a snake and he ran from it. And there's a reason why you run from snakes, honestly, because they're snakes, you know? I mean, honestly, when I see a snake in my backyard, I scream like a little girl. I'm like snakes are, I have no interest to be around snakes. And so then listen, so Moses runs. That's why I love Moses. Here we go. He runs from it. And then the Lord said to him, "Reach out your hand." Now he runs because he's afraid. He runs because it's not something he can understand or explain. And the Lord says, "Reach out your hand and take it by the tail." So Moses reached out and took it, hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand. "This," the Lord said, "is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has appeared to you." I did a little bit of research on this. And you know what's interesting? Is when you go to grab a snake, and in case you're afraid that, like, in a few moments, we're going to pull snakes out here in church, we do that on Wednesday nights. If you go to grab a snake, do you know the people who handle snakes? They grab them by the head. Because they grab them by the head because they take control. They become the controller of the thing. And yet God, when he instructs him, knowing that because he made the snake, he instructs him, take it by the tail. It's just another example. It's just another place where God's saying, listen, I'm going to put something, I'm going to do a demonstration. It might even bring fear in your life. I'll give you words. I'll give you instructions. I'll tell you exactly what to do. And it might not be what you think you're supposed to do, but if you'll obey me, if you'll listen to me, if you'll reach out and do what I tell you to do, if you pick it up by the tail, I'll take control of the head. I'll be in charge of it. I'll demonstrate my power if you will just let go of the control. And so for all of us, this becomes about faith and not being in control. That if we're going to reach this plan, that we're going to have to trust God. We're going to have to trust his word. We're going to have to trust his name. We're going to have to trust his power, that when he tells us to do something, even if it doesn't make sense, that we reach out. Whew. that we, man, somebody, like, honestly, let me just tell you, somebody here, you're like about to make a decision and you're fretting about this and you have some fear in your heart about this, and I'm just going to pause. Like, I didn't plan to do this, but the Lord wants me to tell you, like, take a hold of the thing that he's telling you to take a hold of. And as you do that, you'll see his power, you'll see his glory, and you'll see him accomplish what you would never be able to do in your own life. And the awesome thing is that he'll take care of it. If you'll stand on faith, give him control. You might like, what if I get up there and it doesn't work? One of my favorite scriptures in all the Bible is in the book of Jude. It's Jude, the 23rd, 24th verses. It says, "Now unto him who is able to keep you." Are you ready? When you stand on his word, when you stand on his name, when you take a step in his power, and you're out of your own control and in his control, unto him who is able to keep you from falling. Some of you are worried about falling, that if I step out, what'll happen? What'll happen if I don't? If I don't go with that crowd, if I don't do that with that boy, or if I don't do that with that girl, if I give all that stuff up and I give God the control of my life, listen, he's going to move you in the right direction. And he said, I'll keep you from falling. I'll keep you from living in that place where it just seems like things are falling apart in your life. I'm able to keep you from falling. So today, I'm just going to challenge you. Will you trust him? Will you trust him in the circumstances of your life, even the things that just seem to be so extraordinary and so far out of your control, and you're wrestling with stuff and like, should I take a step of faith? Should I go a little bit further? The Lord says, yeah, don't do it on anybody else, but except on him. Put your full value trust in him. I read one last passage here. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm, plans to give you a hope and a future. God wants you to hear this today, that if you'll do what he tells you to do, he'll do what you cannot do. If you'll do what he tells you to do, he'll do what you cannot do. Just trust him in this. Trust him in your relationships. Trust him in your home. Amen. Trust him in your job. Trust him in your dating. Trust him in every aspect of your life. And as you do that, if you'll place your value, your hope in Christ alone, he'll keep you from falling. I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes with me today. Dear Heavenly Father, I love you. I thank you, God, for every person that's here in this place. And I thank you for your word that illuminates our hearts. And thank you that we can stand on your word, that every promise from you is yes and amen, and that we should just simply trust you and believe you. And Lord, we also today say thank you for your name, that by your name we're saved, by your name we're delivered, by your name we're victorious, by your name we're healed, by your name we're set into places and have access that we wouldn't have other than through your holy name. And Lord, we thank you for your power, that you can do what we cannot do, that you can do what's outside of our thoughts and outside of our minds. And if you place it in our heart as a dream, and you place it in our heart as some passion, that it might not look like we can accomplish it, but if we'll just take a hold of what you tell us to take a hold of, you'll accomplish the rest. And so, Lord, will you do that? So thank you, Lord, for your word and your power. So, Lord, I ask that every person here today will say yes, that they'll place their trust in you. And, Lord, if there's somebody here today who hasn't said yes to you as Lord and Savior and like said yes to you for their whole life, that maybe they've been doing this on their own and they thought they could get to the right place, but ultimately they can't and it's just not working out. But if they trust you as Savior and give you control, that you'll move them in the right direction. If there's somebody here today who's never surrendered their life and said yes to you for salvation for eternity, Lord, I pray that they'll do it today. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, I'm going to pray a prayer and I'm going to invite you to repeat this prayer after me and surrender. Give control of your life to Jesus for this life and for eternity. Will you just repeat after me? Dear Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge that Jesus is your son. That he came to this earth to give me a new life. To give me a full life. And so today, I surrender my life to Jesus. I give control to you. Anything that separates me from you, I lay it down at the cross. Jesus, come in. My life is yours. And from this day forward, I'll trust you. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if you just prayed that prayer and maybe for the first time surrendered your life to Jesus, turned your life over to him, I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm just going to give you the opportunity to raise your hand and say, I prayed that prayer and I needed to pray that prayer and I just want to pray for you in the days ahead. If you just prayed that prayer and needed to, let me see your hand right now. Let me see your hand. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for every person that's placed their trust and their confidence in you today. And now, Lord, we're asking you that you'll challenge each and every one of us to take the step of faith and trust you with full weight value in everything that you have for our lives.